Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I don't have plans and schemes, and I
Hello, Anthony and the Imperials bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with Scott Arno. He is one of the top security and cybersecurity and privacy experts on the planet. He is the security advocate, and Soho Solutions is his firm, an attorney and a highly credentialed cybersecurity expert as well. Scott, thanks again for hanging out with us. The Senate recently took up a cybersecurity guidance bill for small businesses. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. It's one of those rare things where both sides are working together. It's called the Main Street, and that's an acronym. I don't remember what the details are. It's called the Main Street Cybersecurity Act of 2017, and it just got through the Commerce Committee, I think, a week or two ago. And it looks like that's something that will actually push through.
What is the purpose of it?
Well, the whole idea is to...
Even though it sounds nice, I'm always skeptical when Washington does anything. I'd actually rather they just leave us alone. So
well,
I'm always skeptical about whatever they do when they try to, because usually when Washington attributes anything to small business, it's more of a ham-fisted attempt to get some votes from us without really knowing what's wrong and what we need.
Well, that's
what we need.
Always the danger you run into here, because you have the classic, you know, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you.
Oh yeah, no, I'm very cynical about this.
Now,
go ahead.
This is a little different. The organization this is coming from is called NIST, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology. They are awesome. They are here to help. What they do with security is they tend to basically put together a lot of different standards, in many cases quite technical standards, to basically keep everything in line so that companies are talking the same language to each other. Something they came out with in 2014 that was super helpful was this thing called the Cybersecurity Framework. It's a voluntary guidance basically intended for like infrastructure companies, like things dealing with critical infrastructure. They don't have to follow it, but it's a guidance for, okay, we're going to break this down. Now, there are already frameworks out there, but most of them are pretty technical.
Are you saying this is guidance for small business to go upstream?
Here's what this new bill is for. That cybersecurity framework was awesome because it was only about 40 pages compared to hundreds or thousands of pages for some of these other very technical frameworks, and it's in English, so normal people can read it, and you have the same language going back and forth.
But what is it telling small business owners that it's to do for them? Is it to prepare them to do business upstream with their bigger customers? What's it doing?
Well, that certainly helps. It also just talks about securing their own network, because I think somewhere north of 40 or 50% of all attacks actually target small business. And the idea with this new act is it takes the cybersecurity framework and basically cuts it down so that you have, as we spoke about before we were on air, the idea of, look, just tell me what I need to know. And the idea is
Why do we need the Senate to weigh in on this? I'm going to continue to push back on this all the way through. I've got another reason for being this way. Go ahead, tell me why we need the Senate to do this.
Well, keep in mind what the Senate's doing here is not doing anything mandatory to small business. What they're doing is directing NIST to put out a set of guidelines to help small business.
Okay.
It's not you must do this.
But here's something you can understand that can help. Is this to train small business owners? Is it to give them? Let me tell you why I'm being a little bit pugnacious about this.
Sure.
When quality was a big deal back in the 80s and 90s, small business owners got letters from their customers, their big customers, and said, you need to start ramping up your quality processes so you can shake hands with us in a quality process way. And so that was something that small business owners had to do. It was probably a good thing to do, but it was a demand by big companies. Then a few years later, we got a similar letter about Y2K. If you can't prove to us that you're Y2K compliant, we're not going to do business with you. You can't give us a proposal. You can't respond to an RFP if you don't show first that you're Y2K compliant. So when I hear this kind of a bill coming out, it makes me think that this is the kind of a standard, this 40-page standard you're talking about, is something that small business owners are going to get hit with by corporations who are going to say, okay, show us how you're complying with NIST's 40-page cybersecurity thing. You see my point? I could see where this could turn. I could see where this could turn into a hammer instead of a help.
This is the other side of that.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
This is putting small business in a position where when they do get that request from larger business, and there's already do come in terms of like riders to SLAs and that kind of thing. What you have here is with a simplified version of the framework for small business, it makes it much easier for them to come back to that large customer and go, yeah, I'm good to go. Let's do some business. It's a help. It's not a hindrance. It's not a mandatory thing. It's a help.
If it becomes a standard, that
Actually, this isn't mandatory.
Let me flip it around. Let me flip it around and be on your side for a minute. So let's say...
You're always welcome on this side. You know that.
let's say that NIST says... Mm-hmm. Okay, big companies, if small businesses comply with our list, you can't turn them down for cybersecurity. In other words, you can flip it around to where it could be used as a door opener for small businesses.
Interesting. I mean, a lot of small businesses will do things like one of these certifications to say, hey, look, we're this security compliant. You can hire us.
Right.
One standard in particular is called the ISO 27000 series.
Right.
Thousands of pages, lots
part of
the
quality
detail,
process,
much fun to read.
Yeah.
And small companies, in many cases, will have that certification front and center, saying,
right.
"Look, you can trust us." And
would they
this
use this NIST
that far?
Would they use this NIST list the same way?
They could point out that we are compliant with the cybersecurity framework Main Street version. They
yeah.
definitely could do that, and that's an advantage. The sales
if
advantage.
It gives small businesses a track to run on to prevent big companies from wandering around in the wilderness and keeping us, holding us off. At hands length, arms length, then it's a good thing. Otherwise, it could. I'm going to be watching it to make sure it doesn't turn ugly. But thanks for your report, for your outstanding report, Scott. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.